There are so many ups and downs on this grief journey. Some days are good and some days are not. Even now, coming up on 7 years after losing Sam, I still have bad days. Now, I do want to encourage you, because if you're new in your grief journey, you're thinking, oh my goodness, Courtney's 7 years in and she's still having bad days. It's going to be like this forever. The bad days don't feel the same as they do early on, and they don't come as frequently. So I do want to encourage you with that, but they still come. So what can you do when you just are plain old just having a bad day? The grief is heavy. You're missing your child. And because of that, nothing is going right. That is what I want to bring you today. Some things that you can do to get through all the bad days that hit on this grief journey. I pray this episode blesses you. Welcome to Unlocking Joy After Grief. My name's Courtney, wife, mama of 6 kiddos, one in heaven waiting for us, and that's why I'm here. In 2017, we lost our 4-year-old son, Sam, and it's my joy to share with you everything this journey has taught me. So if you're ready for biblical encouragement, first-hand lessons and support from a fellow grieving mama, then let's lace up our shoes and begin walking this road together. Friends, it feels so good to be back behind the mic. I took a few weeks off to be with my family during Easter and spring break, and we had such a great time together, but I am glad to be back here with you, helping you along in your grief journey. Before we get into today's episode, though, I wanted to give you a little update on my posting schedule here on the podcast. I'm going to start releasing episodes every other week. Now, if you're thinking, no, Courtney, I want to hear from you every week, no worries, friends. I got a few ways that you can still be in touch with me weekly, even though I'm only releasing episodes here every other week. Number one way is my email list. I email my people every week. I send them tips for ways to get through their grief journey. I send encouragement. I send different grief resources that I find all over the internet. I share personal stories, things that I'm going through, things that God has shown me. It's just an amazing little family, and I would love for you to be a part of it. In the description below, if you sign up for either one of my freebies, that will put you on my email list and you'll hear from me every single week in your inbox. Another great way to be in touch is in my Facebook group. I started a Facebook group for moms who have lost children, and it's called Unlocking Joy After Child Loss. I'm in there a few times a week, again, just giving tips, encouragement, sharing Bible verses, things to help you along as you're trying to figure out this life after losing your child. We have a great community of women in there who all understand what it's like to live after child loss. Again, I'll have that link in the description of this episode. And the final way that you can get more information, more resources, is on my website. It's just unlockingjoy.com. I'll have it linked in the description, but I have blog posts and resources and things on my website that will help you as well. So those are three places that you can still get information from me every week, even though I'll only be here on this show every other week. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. I wanted to start with a promise that we have in the scripture. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Okay, so let's break down this verse. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. So this bad day that hits will not consume us. We have that promise. We are not consumed because the next part, his compassions never fail. He feels compassion over you in your pain, in your grief, in your heartache. He has compassion over you. So he will not let you get consumed. And his love, his compassion is new every morning. So if you're having a bad day, you have a new measure of God's love and His compassion to pull from. It's new today. It's not the same as it was yesterday, and it won't be what it is tomorrow. It's new today. And then once we get through this bad day and you wake up tomorrow, guess what? There's new love, there's new compassion waiting on you, so you will not get consumed. And then, of course, the ending of that verse, great is your faithfulness. He's so faithful. So every time you feel consumed, He is faithful and He will be there to help you get through. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to get through. How do we get through these bad days that hit? Because they do hit. Like I said in the intro, even now, almost 7 years in, I still have moments that are just plain hard. And I just have a feeling it'll be that way until I get to heaven. So I want to give you 7 things that you can do when these waves of grief hit that knock you off your feet and just make the rest of the day hard. Or you wake up in the morning and you instantly think about your child, or you instantly have the wave of grief hit. So it's even starts your day off bad. These 7 things are things that you can pull from and do to help you get through the day, pulling from God's love, from His compassion, and holding on to knowing, okay, if I can just get through today, tomorrow He has new love and new compassion for me, and I will not be consumed. So the first thing that I want you to have ready for when these waves hit, when that bad day happens, is your lifesaver verse. Now, if you've been here for a little bit, you already know what a lifesaver verse is, and you've heard me talk about it. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, a lifesaver verse is just something, it's a phrase that I made up about a particular Bible verse that you can use when those waves of grief hit. Because I want you to imagine the ocean. You're standing in the ocean, back to the waves, talking to your family, looking at your family on the shore, and you don't see a big wave coming, and it hits you from behind and knocks you down. That's what these waves of grief feel like when they hit out of nowhere. And if you're not prepared, when that wave knocks you down under the water, it can drown you, metaphorically speaking. So how are you prepared? How can you keep from drowning in this grief, this wave of grief that hits you? That's where a lifesaver verse comes in. And I got the term lifesaver as in like the thing the lifeguard throws, the buoy that like you can hold on to that will keep you from drowning. And that's what this verse is. It's a verse that you can literally hold on to that will keep you from drowning. I have a free printable for you that just lists a bunch of verses that you can pull from to cling to when these waves of grief hit you. So whichever one kind of sticks out at you, I believe the Holy Spirit will guide you in the one that you need to have. I would suggest just having one because you want to memorize it so that way when the wave of grief hits, you can repeat it in your mind out loud over and over again until you, and it will literally keep you from drowning. It will hold you afloat until you feel that the intensity of the wave lessen. So go grab that free printable. Again, it's in the description. And get your lifesaver verse ready for when those waves hit. Second tip I have for you is to get out. Leave. Wherever you're at. If you're at your house, go outside. Take a walk. Get in your car. Drive somewhere else. If you're at work, just take a break. Just say, hey, I'm 15-minute break. Get out, like completely out of the building if it's possible. Step outside, take some deep breaths in, say your lifesaver verse. You know, getting out of the environment you're in when that wave hits, when that bad day starts, can be enough to help bring a little bit of peace to your mind and your heart so you can keep going throughout the day. Y'all know I'm a big fan of going outside. God's creation and nature have been a really big part of my healing journey. I feel so close to God and to Sam when I'm outside. And I believe that's because that's what God created. And so we can't be any closer to God than being outside in the thing that He literally created, His voice created. And so going outside, closing your eyes, taking a big deep breath in, say your lifesaver verse can be enough to help you get through. The third tip I have is to give yourself permission to feel whatever emotion it is that comes with that wave. A lot of times we might think that the best thing to do is push it down. I don't have time for this emotion right now. Or maybe I just don't even want to face it. Like I don't have the strength to feel this right now. But I want to encourage you to look fully into the face of whatever emotion that is. If it's sadness, if it's anger, if it's fear, whatever it is, whatever that emotion looks like, look at it and say, okay, I see you. I acknowledge you. I'm going to feel you. Give yourself permission to fully feel it, whatever that looks like. Because when we push it down, when we try to ignore it, it builds up inside of us. And eventually it will come out, my friends. And it'll be on some random thing that doesn't even make sense and you'll just lose it. If you feel like you don't have the strength, if you're weary and you don't feel like you can feel it anymore, I really want you to fall back on the strength of Jesus. He is there for you every time, and He is so strong. His strength never ends, and He will take it off of you every time you ask. He's faithful, and that's a promise that we have. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's a promise we have. It says, "Take my yoke upon you, for it's easy and light." It's light. And I believe the reason it says light is because He knows that this burden is so heavy. And we can really struggle with carrying it. But friends, we don't have to carry it. We don't have to rely on our own strength, and that is great news. I would not have been able to make it on my own strength. But we don't have to. He can carry it. So fully feel that emotion, whatever it is, and then allow Him to carry it off of you so you can keep walking. All right, so number four, the fourth thing that you can do when a bad day hits you is distract yourself. Again, if you're not new here, you are not surprised I said that. I'm a big fan of distractions in our grief journey. When we're hurting, when we're broken, when we're grieving, distractions are a great thing. When we're having a bad day, it can be easy to just kind of sit and let your mind wander and think about all these things that can be so hard and so traumatic. So distract yourself. Give yourself something new to think about. It's not cheating. It's not taking the easy way out. It's surviving. It's literally doing what you can to make it through the day. Yes, eventually you will have to come home, but you're giving your mind a break by distracting yourself with something. And I'm not going to go too deep into this one because I have an entire episode on distractions in your grief journey. It's episode 17, The Power of Distractions in Your Grief Journey. I'll have that linked in the description of this episode. So when you're done with this one, if you want to learn more about different ways that you can distract yourself when these bad days hit, go listen to that one. That episode when you're done with this one. All right, number five is to focus on one breath at a time. I remember especially early on in the first days, weeks, and months after I lost Sam, even focusing on one step at a time was too much. Like even thinking of taking another step in this grief journey was overwhelming and I didn't think I could do it. So that's when, at that point, I decided, you know what? I'm just focusing on my next breath. That's all I can do. That's all that I can mentally comprehend doing is taking my next breath. And so if that's you, if thinking of taking the next step in this day is debilitating, you don't even know how you're going to make the next step, don't even think about the next step. Just focus on, okay, I'm going to take this breath and then this breath. And what that's doing is, you're not literally like focusing on your breathing, but what that's doing is it's taking your mind from thinking of all these steps and days and weeks and years that I'm going to have to live without my child. That's too much. That's too much for your mind to even be able to comprehend. You can't process that. So I want you to bring it in, go smaller. We're not thinking about tomorrow. We're not thinking about next week. We're not thinking about 5 years from now. We're not even thinking about in 10 minutes. We're just thinking about right now, this moment. So you're bringing your mind, you're taking your mind from thinking big into thinking very, very small, because that's all we can do right now, especially if you're early on in your grief journey. Bring it in. And all I'm doing is focusing on this moment, and then I'm going to make it to the next moment. And so that's how you're going to get through this hard day when it hits. So the hard day hits, okay, I'm right here in this moment. We're bringing our mind in this moment, and this is what I'm going to do to make it to my next moment, the next breath. So we're bringing it in and just focusing on making it through this moment and the next moment. And before you know it, you'll look back and you've made it through the day without overwhelming yourself with thinking, how am I going to make it through this entire day feeling like this? We're not thinking of that. Just think right now and then the next moment. Okay, number 6 is a fun one. 6th thing you can do when a bad day hits you is to treat yourself to something you love. This grief journey we're on is so very hard. There are so many things that fill our day that are just heavy, and it's not fun. And even when we do feel joy and happiness, it's tinged with sadness that our child's not here. It's a note that we have to carry every day for the rest of our lives. And so if you're having a hard day, go get yourself whatever guilty pleasure brings you joy. Is it ice cream? Is it a big old cheeseburger? Is it a large Dr. Pepper and a McDonald's French fry? Whatever it is, go treat yourself. This journey is hard enough as it is, just on a normal day. So when a bad day hits, and you know, there might be people that say, well, it's not good to do that. Well, you know what? Nothing in this grief journey is normal. So the normal advice, kind of like I say about distractions, normally we don't say distractions are a bad thing. Well, this is not a normal journey that we're on. This life that we're living now, the moment that we lost our child, nothing normal, quote unquote, applies to our life. All the advice, all the things, it's different for us now. So I say 100%, go get yourself something that will bring you joy. Maybe it's not anything food related. Obviously, that's what I go for because that's the first thing I always think of. We have a local place here. If anyone's in Alabama, that's where I live. It's called Milo's. It's a cheeseburger place that puts this special sauce and they toast their bun and it's heavenly. It's heavenly. So that's what I go to when I want to treat myself. But maybe it's not that for you. Maybe you love hiking. And so there's this park that you love going to that brings you joy. Go there. Maybe it's window shopping and you want to go to the mall and look at all the things, all the clothes and the shoes, and doing something little that brings you some joy into this otherwise really hard day is a great and fun thing that you can do. Something for you to look forward to. If you're at work and it hits, say, when I leave work, I'm going to make it through this day. And when I leave work, I'm going to do this. And it'll give you a little something to look forward to get through the day and bring a little bit of joy in your heart through something, whatever it is that brings you joy in your life. Okay, last thing. Number 7, what you can do when you're just having a plain old bad day is go to bed. I know. What kind of tip is that, Courtney? Sometimes it's just best to just call it. Just be like, you know what? This day has been awful. I hate today. I have felt all the emotions, all the things. Nothing's gone right. I miss my child so much it hurts. And I'm just calling it. I'm just calling today. And we're going to wake up tomorrow and feel those new mercies that Lamentations promised us. And I'm just going to bed. And I'm calling it. So sometimes that's what you can do. And then getting to sleep after a hard day is a whole nother thing. And I do have an episode on sleeping after child loss, because that can be a hard thing, falling asleep. So if that's you, if you really struggle with sleeping, I want you to go listen to episode 16. It's called Sleeping After Child Loss, 5 Tips to Help You Fall Asleep After Losing Your Child. That's it, friends. I pray that these tips will help you in making it through the next time that wave hits you and it just throws your whole day off and you're just having a bad day. Use one of these tips. You don't have to use all of them. Use one of them, whichever one stuck out to you. Put this episode in your back pocket for next time. Use these tips to help you get through. I'll see you next time. Love you, friend. Hi, Mama. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, would you mind sharing it with a fellow grieving mama who may need some encouragement on her grief journey? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave a rating and a written review wherever you listen to this episode. Reading your reviews brings so much joy to my heart, and I love connecting with you in that way. All right, I'll see you here next Thursday for another episode. Love you, friend.